so dry up here. I've entitled this video this morning, Behold the Blood of the Covenant. And there's been much said about the atonement and the blood of Christ and what he accomplished for us on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. He was slain from the foundation of the world. And welcome aboard Facebook as well this morning. Glad to have you with us. We've entitled this video, Behold the Blood of the Covenant. John 19:34, we're told that one of the soldiers with the spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. Behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord hath made with you. The life of the flesh is in the blood. And I give it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. Exodus 24:8, Leviticus 17:11. It is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Jesus said unto them, This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Mark 14:24. By his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Hebrews 9:12. He made peace through the blood of his cross. Colossians 1:20. Ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, manifest in these last times for you. 1 Peter 1:18-20. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your idols will I cleanse you. Let us draw near. With a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Well, Christ shed his precious blood on the cross for his people. That was the purpose of his coming to this earth. It was told before he came that he shall save his people from their sins. And he accomplished what he set out to do. Thomas, when he was told that Christ had rose from the dead, he said he wouldn't believe it unless he put his hand in his side and saw the wounds in his hands. We've never seen Christ. We've never seen his wounds. But Christ said, Thomas, you have seen and believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. Well, we're blessed indeed to have been given the faith of Christ, to believe the truth of the gospel. Many today have denied the effectual power of the blood of Christ. I met a doctor one time and he talked about swooning. Christ actually didn't really die. He just went to sleep and then woke up. The people like that want to make ineffectual the death of Christ. They want to make the resurrection as if it were a myth. That's why they tried to lie and say that the disciples had stole his body away, even though Christ appeared to over 500 people after he rose from the dead. death did not have power over God. And death doesn't have power over God today. Paul said that if the resurrection had not happened, we would be yet in our sins. We would have no hope for anything other than this life if there was no resurrection. But we would have no forgiveness of sins had not Christ shed his blood. The song says, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Christ did not spill his blood. He shed his blood for a specific people. The book of Hebrews is a treatise on the atonement. And it tells how that the sacrifices of the Old Testament were merely pointing to the death of Christ. When animals were killed and God clothed Adam and Eve with animal skins, it was a representative of the forthcoming Christ that would come and shed his blood for many. So many people try to minimize the death of Christ when it's an absolute necessity. The atonement was an absolute necessity. God could not have done anything other than send his son to die for his people. It was a necessity. Christ became a sin bearer, taking all of his people's sins upon himself. And oh, what suffering he went through when he died upon the cross, separated from his Father so that his elect would not suffer loss. He became the perfect sacrifice, and through his precious blood, God's conditions were met. God's conditions were not easy conditions to meet. All the suffering and pain that Christ went through, and he said to his Father, "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me." It was an absolute necessity, though, that he go to the cross. He said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done." That was the Father's condition, that Christ would give his life a ransom for many. Christ emptied himself and became a servant to us. And so we must not minimize the tremendous price God paid for his people. And we must not try to replicate the blood of Christ with something that's different or something that's false, like the Mass, for an example. The Pope did not die on the cross. A cookie cannot save you. Only the blood of Christ can save. And many are trying to look for other things other than the sin bearer and the blood of Christ to avail for their sins. They try to work their way to salvation. They do penance. They say the rosary, they buy indulgences, they go on crusades, they pray to Mary, they pray to saints, they pray to dead people, they give all kind of money to their churches, try to buy their salvation. Christ is the one that purchased our salvation on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. And this is an awesome, wonderful, magnificent grace that He bestowed upon us, who were dead in our trespasses and sin, to choose us before creation of the world, before our life would even begin, to be adopted in His family from the beginning and to the very end. By shedding His precious blood on the cruel and rugged tree, He paid the greatest ransom possible to set our souls free. All glory to the Lamb who bled and died for me. Our praises shall ring out for all eternity. What did the blood of Christ accomplish for us? Did it merely make it possible that we could be saved? No. It secured our salvation forever, you see, that we would live with Jesus for eternity. The blood of Jesus could never fail what it was purposed to do. This brings comfort to my soul, and I hope comfort to you. He did not hang in agony upon the cruel tree just to make our salvation only a possibility. Well, I want to leave you with this thought this morning. As we conclude this little devotional that we've had this morning, and I hope that you have a good day. We'll be having a service this morning at 10 o'clock, and Brother Walt Stickle will be joining us in the broadcast this morning and this evening at 6 o'clock. And so you're welcome to join us if you're able to do so and you have an interest. This is entitled, His Bleeding Hands and Feet Are Proof. Christ's bleeding hands and feet are proof that God's, the Father's, demands were met. Foreordained before creation, God's decree was already set. Before you and I were ever born, He was slain, you see. His bleeding wounds and hands and feet were a crucial part of this decree. God's justice was met through Christ on Calvary for such a wretched sinner, and that sinner was me. Thank you, Lord, for suffering in my stead to raise me to new life from the dead. Well, may the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.